Let's kick off, as we always do, with a look at some of the hottest science news stories that have come out this week. And this one caught my eye, Kat, because scientists at MIT, this is Albort Smadavi and his colleagues, are building a new kind of tissue glue to replace stitches and staples, which is based, actually, on how a gecko clings to a surface.
Ah, fascinating, because there's been so much talk of how geckos do this. I was wondering when applications would really start to come out.
Because if we just look for a moment on how a gecko does actually work, so to speak, if you focus in on his feet, then the ends of the gecko's feet are covered in tiny hairs. They're called setae. And at the end of each of these hairs, which are just nanometers across, are tiny swellings called spatulae. And they get so close to the surface the gecko is walking on that what are called van der Waals attractions, these electrical attractions, can occur between the surface of the gecko's foot and the surface it's walking on. And this holds him together. It generates quite a big force and can hold the gecko up.
They're basically atomic forces, aren't they, between atoms? Incredible.
It's van der Waals forces. And what these scientists have done is to build a mimic of that using a silicon wafer, bit like you would build a microchip. You just etch it to get what they've made are little tiny nanoscale hairs protruding from the surface of the silicon, and they've smeared over that a particular polymer, which is called PGSA. Now, that's short for polyglycerol co-sebacate acrylate. That's why they call it PGSA, because it's quite complicated. But you can cure this with a blast of UV light. So you smear it onto your silicon wafer as your mould, fix it in position with UV so that you then get your polymer actually fixed into the right shape with the gecko hairs. And then, to make it sticky, they smear on another layer of a substance, which is a dextran, a sugar molecule, which has been oxidised to make it sticky. So that's a bit like having a slice of bread and then putting a layer of jam on the top, and it's the jam that's sticky. And what they did was to test this in rats, and they also tested it in the test tube. And one of the tests they did was to stick little discs about 4 millimetres across of this material onto a microscope slide. Then they got strips of pig intestine tissue, stuck it on, and they had a force meter on the opposite end of the intestinal tissue, and they could work out how hard it would cling onto the intestinal tissue before it broke. And they found it would take just from a 4 millimetres across disc, they could get the amount of force being held as it takes to lift up a small book. So it's very, very powerful attraction. Then, to see if it would work in vivo, so to speak, they implanted these discs into the abdominal wall of a rat, and then looked to see if there are any signs of inflammation or problems, and they saw minimal inflammation, which suggests it's very biocompatible. And where they say this could have big applications is that you could vary the recipe a little bit to get this material that breaks itself down in the natural conditions of the body, so it would be like self-dissolving stitches or glue. You wouldn't need to go in and take the stitches out. You could also hide in the matrix growth factors, which will make cells repair and new blood vessels come in more quickly. Or you could put, say, antibiotics in there, and then it would prevent infection at the wound site too.
That sounds absolutely fantastic.